Stand by for Space Cadet in 30 seconds.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
Yes, Kellogg's brings you the secret of a more delicious breakfast treat. It's new, it's wonderful. It's Kellogg's Raisin Bran, both fruit and cereal, all in one box. You get plump, tender raisins dipped in honeycomb, along with delicious, golden, crisp bran flakes. So try the new fruit and cereal combination. Get Kellogg's Raisin Bran, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And now, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch, invite you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Shanghaied from Earth and taken aboard the rocket ship Constellation bound for the star systems of outer space, Tom Corbett and Harris, the crewman who has befriended him, managed to escape while the ship refueled at Venusport, but were then captured by the port guards. Without delay, they were taken to the office of the port commander. And now Tom and Harris, still dressed in the drab dungarees of ordinary spacemen, stand at attention before a grim-faced warrant officer.
All right now. Let's get this straight. You say your name is Tom Corbett, and that you're a cadet from Space Academy.
Yes, sir.
And you, Harris, are you a cadet, too?
No, sir. I'm a spaceman, second class from the Constellation.
I see. Corbett, what's a space cadet doing aboard the Constellation?
I told you, sir. I was Shanghai.
That's true, sir. He was.
I suppose you can identify yourself, Corbett?
Well, they took my uniform away from me. All my papers were in it.
You tell a pretty good story, Corbett, but that's all it is. Unless you can give me proof, I'll have to turn you over to your captain.
Wait, sir. It's easy enough to check. Radio Space Academy. Talk to Commander Arkwright.
That is impossible. Venus is in apposition to Earth. We're on the other side of the sun. We can't make radio contact for another week.
But there must be some way.
Check on Captain Pickering yourself. Talk to the crew.
I don't have to. Captain Pickering can speak for himself. He's waiting in the outer office.
What?
Send Captain Pickering in, please.
But, sir, he'll deny everything.
If you have any accusations to make, you can make them to his face.
You're sent for me, Mr. Porter?
Yes, Captain. Come in, please.
I expected to find the port commander here.
He is inspecting the space stations on the equator. I'm handling this case.
That suits me, as long as I get my men back.
They tell a strange story, Captain Pickering. This fellow, Corbett, claims to be a space cadet.
Well, that's one I never heard before.
I wanted to check with you before I took action.
Nothing to check. It's a fairy tale.
Fairy tale, huh? Then how about letting Mr. Porter aboard the Constellation? Let him talk to the other space hands.
Mr. Porter's welcome aboard any time, but I'm sure he's got other things to do.
You're bluffing. If he knew what the conditions are aboard your
that's
ship...
That's enough out of you. As you can see, Mr. Porter, this boy's a troublemaker. Has been ever since he came aboard. I'm sorry we signed
him. Then let me go.
I would. I'd leave you both here to be tried as deserters. But I'm short-handed.
The choice is up to you, Captain. By space law, you can turn him over to us for disciplinary action, or punish him yourself with a fine or extra duty.
Take us to the port commander. Give us a chance to tell him our story.
I'm in command here, Harris. I'll decide what to do with you.
Well, Mr. Porter, I think you can see from their actions what kind of men we're dealing with.
Yes, I certainly can.
Of course, if you want to wait for the port commander to make the final decision...
Not at all. Just get these troublemakers out of here and blast off.
Right you are. And don't worry. When I get them out in space, they'll learn to toe the mark.
Wow. Looks like the space cadets are rocketing on all tubes. There's real adventure ahead, but they're ready for it. Have to be prepared for it all the time. And one way to do it is to make sure they get enough quick energy food. Helps them blast off in a hurry. Take breakfast, for instance.
Every space cadet knows the importance of eating a good, nourishing breakfast every morning. And he knows to build it around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Because Kellogg's Corn Flakes are a real quick energy food. As Astro would say,
every spoonful of Kellogg's Corn Flakes helps me get set for a quick blast off. Helps me zoom right off and helps me keep zooming right up till noon. Why, I wouldn't think of setting out on a mission without first fueling up on some quick energy food. And so, I always stow away a big bowl of Kellogg's Corn Flakes soon as I hear the alert.
And Astro could tell you, too, that there's mighty swell eating in a bowl of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Kellogg's Special Toasting brings out all the sweet, lively corn flavor in every flake. So do as Astro does. Build your breakfast around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And not only will you be having yourself a swell flavor treat, but you'll be helping yourself to more punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. With Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Unable to persuade the warrant officer in command of Venusport that he has been shanghaied, Tom Corbett is taken back aboard the rocket ship Constellation with his newfound friend, Harris. And the ship blasts off for a long voyage into deep space. Meanwhile, back at Space Academy.
Cadet Astro reporting his orders, sir.
Well, Astro, any luck?
Oh, not a bit, Captain Strong. We couldn't find a trace of Tom anywhere.
Hey, come in.
Roger. Any luck?
Yeah, I think so, Astro.
Well, out with it, Manning.
I found an air cab driver in town and remember seeing Tom. He picked Tom up at a stand in town about 2300 Sunday night.
He must have been on his way back here to the academy.
No, the cabbie said Tom was sick or something. He was unconscious and a merchant spaceman had him in tow.
A merchant spaceman?
Yes, sir. The driver took both of them to the terminal spaceport, and the last he saw of Tom, he was being carried aboard a ship called the Constellation.
The Constellation? I've heard of her. She's a deep spacer. Usually travels out to Sirius and Alpha Centauri. Now, let me see now. I have a log of all space flights leaving Earth in the past 5 days. Oh, yes. Here we are. Well, the Constellation. She was due to stop at Venusport for supplies and to blast off for deep space at 0930 Earth time today.
Well, that's half an hour ago.
Come on up to the communications room, boys. We'll contact Venusport right now.
What are we waiting for, Captain Strong?
We're in apposition to Venus. A direct signal can't get through. They're setting up a relay transmission, Earth to Mars, to Titan, and back to Venus. Well, Captain Strong here.
Warrant Officer Porter, Venusport. Go ahead, Captain Strong.
Listen, Porter, this is urgent. Have you cleared the deep spacer Constellation yet?
The Constellation? She blasted off the Sirius 15 minutes ago. Why?
Well, we have good reason to believe that one of our cadets is being held illegally aboard that ship.
What?
A cadet by the name of Corbett. Tom Corbett.
Corbett? Great Jupiter. Are you sure, Captain?
Almost. Why? Have you seen him or heard anything about him?
Well, I don't quite know how to say this. I'm afraid I've made a terrible mistake.
Well, get to the point, man.
Well, Corbett was here, told me a fantastic story about being shanghaied, and I didn't believe him.
You didn't?
No, he didn't have any identification. Couldn't prove his story, so I sent him back to the Constellation.
Oh, that rockhead.
I'm sorry, Captain.
Well, never mind that now. Listen. Send every available patrol ship after the Constellation.
But there are none in port now. I can pull them off orbit, but it would take 2 days to catch up.
2 days? Blast it, that's too long. They'd never make it.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, Captain. If there's anything else I can...
Oh, you've done enough already, Porter. End transmission. Well, there's only one ship faster than the Constellation, and that's the Polaris. How long will it take you two to get ready?
We're ready now, sir.
Good. Then get aboard the Polaris. We raise ship immediately.
Hey, you hear that, Tom? 4 more hours on the power deck for us.
What does Pickering think we are? We can't work like this on short rations.
He'll see that we do.
That warrant officer at Venusport had only listened to me.
You made a good try, Tom.
Well, they don't pay off on tries, Harris. So now what? Do we just keep slaving down here until we drop?
That's just about it, Tom. Until we drop.
Fourth watch, turn 2. Those hands on extra duty will not be released.
Another 4 hours. I can't take it, Tom. This heat. No water, no food.
Oh, take a breather, Harris. I'll cover for you.
No, Tom, you'd only get yourself in trouble.
Harris. Harris.
Hey, give me a hand here. Someone help me. Quick.
Well, how are you feeling now, Harris?
Better, Tom. That broth helps some.
Oh, that rotten space slug. He's trying to kill us.
I suppose so. He's master of this ship. He can do anything he wants.
Maybe. But I notice some of the crew are beginning to grumble about the way he's working us.
They always grouse. Don't mean anything.
Listen, how many of the space hands do you figure would be loyal to Captain Pickering in case of trouble?
Trouble? You mean mutiny? Now, hold on, Tom. This is crazy. You can't pull a mutiny in deep space.
Why not?
There'd be no one to navigate. The ship would become a derelict.
I can navigate.
You?
Sure, I'm a space cadet. I've had plenty of training in astrogation. I know I could get the ship back to Venusport if I could just reach the controls.
We'd be taking an awful chance. Pickering would kill us if we failed.
It's better to go down fighting than die this way.
I've talked to some of the space hands, Tom. 5 of them are with us.
Good. Uh-oh. What now?
Now hear this. All hands report to the main deck on the double. Any man who fails to report will be shot. That is all.
Well, what do you suppose that means?
I don't know, Tom. But I don't like the sound of it. I don't like it at all.
Look, Harris, there's Captain Pickering.
And there's Dawson.
With a couple of deck officers.
They're all armed, ready for trouble.
Come on, tap your tubes and pay attention. That's better. Now, I don't have to tell you I'm an old hand at dealing with spacemen, and I've been watching you ever since we blasted off. You're a surly bunch of space rats. I don't like the looks of you, and I can smell a mutiny a light year away.
What do you mean?
You heard me. I sent mutiny. I know who the ringleaders are, and I'm going to make an example of them. I promise it'll be an example you'll never forget. When I pick out these two men, I want the rest of you to go back to your station. Any man who lags will get 50 hours extra duty on short rations.
Wait, men. Listen to me.
Tom, no.
How long are you going to stand for this? Captain Pickering's no better than a pirate.
Go, son, arrest that man.
This is your last chance. Take over the ship. I can get you back to Earth, and we'll put Pickering behind bars where he belongs.
Get him, Dawson! Catch him up!
You did it, Tom. The men are starting to mutiny.
I've got to get up to the control deck before Pickering does.
Go on, I'll take care of Dawson.
Right, but watch yourself. He's armed.
Don't worry. Get going.
Stop that man, Dawson! Flash
out! No, you don't!
Look out, Harris!
Never mind me. Get to the control room.
Dawson! Dawson!
All right, Tom. Dawson's through. I'll take care of Pickering now.
Right. I'm at the control room hatch. Hold him for another second.
Men, stop him! Stop him! Don't let him close that hatch, men! Kill him!
Whew. Made it. Now for the controls. No time to plot a new orbit back to Earth. I'll have to swing her into 180 turn and rack up a true course later. Let's see. Steering vane set for 1.5. Full burst on starboard jets. And take a lateral sweep. That should do it.
Corbett, this is Captain Pickering. Now listen to me.
What do you want, Pickering?
I'll make a deal with you.
Fat chance. I've got control of the ship now.
Open the hatch, Corbett. Give yourself up.
Nothing doing, Pickering. You're over a barrel and you know it.
We put down the mutiny and captured your friend Harris.
What?
I have him right here beside me. If you give yourself up, I won't blast this. You have my word on that. If you refuse, he gets it.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
I'll put him on so you'll know he's still alive. All right, Harris, go ahead.
Tom, don't trust him. Save yourself. Nobody can help me anymore.
All right, Corbett, his life is in your hands. Now I'm going to count to ten. If you don't open the hatch, Harris gets it. One, two.
I can't let him shoot Harris in cold blood.
Four.
But if I give myself up... Oh, what's the use? I don't have any choice.
Just two more seconds left, Corbett.
Okay, Pickering, you win. Don't shoot, Pickering. The hatch is open.
How are we doing, Astro? Any word from Manning topside?
No, he's glued to the radar scanner, Captain Strong, but... nothing to report yet.
Well, frankly, I don't think we have a prayer of overtaking a Constellation. She's got too big a lead on us.
I hate to admit it, sir, but I'm afraid you're right.
Captain Strong, I've got a scanner reading.
With a Constellation?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure, Roger?
Look, Astro, if you ran your power deck as well as I handle a radar bridge, we wouldn't have any problems.
All right, cut that, Manning. What's her position?
I'll show it to you on the solar chart, sir. There's the spot.
Well, that's strange. The ship must have made a lateral sweep off course... and then corrected it.
Why would they do that?
Well, I don't know, Astro. But it's given us the break we need. We can overtake her now.
Then who cares why they did it?
Stand by, Tom. We're on our way.
All right, Captain Pickering, you're back in control of your ship. Now, where's Harris?
You won't be seeing Harris anymore, Corbett.
What do you mean? You gave your word he wouldn't be harmed.
You weren't listening closely. I said I wouldn't blast him, and I didn't.
Then what happened? Where is he?
Drifting somewhere in space.
Why, you filthy space rat.
God, Corbett, or I'll blast you to a cinder.
Why don't you get it over with?
Because with Dawson gone, I'm short a navigator. You're taking Dawson's place.
You're space happy. I'll never navigate this
ship. Don't try anything.
Attention, Constellation. Attention, Constellation. Polaris pulling alongside with boarding party.
Captain Strong.
Message received and understood.
Looks like you're all washed up, Pickering. When they find me here...
Sorry to disappoint you, Corbett, but when the boarding party arrives, they won't find any trace of you on this ship. I'm getting rid of you once and for all.
And now, all you future space cadets, boys and girls, let's take time out for a question to start off our Kellogg's Cornflakes Space Quiz to see how your knowledge of space and the universe is. Here's our first question. What is it that distinguishes the planet Saturn that makes it different? The one thing that helps you tell it from all others. Well, it's simply that the planet Saturn is surrounded by a tremendous ring. That's where the space cadets get the expression rings of Saturn. And here's an easier question. What is it that makes Kellogg's Corn Flakes the favorite ready-to-eat cereal of the whole universe? The answer to that one is easy. It's that famous Kellogg flavor. The way Kellogg's special toasting process brings out all the sweet, lively corn flavor in each golden flake makes each flake crisp and tender. Yes, flavor is what makes Kellogg's Corn Flakes the favorite ready-to-eat cereal of people everywhere. It's the kind of flavor that brings you back for seconds. Keeps you reaching for that box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes time after time, morning after morning. So make sure you get the one and only Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
When Tom's desperate attempt at mutiny fails, his last chance of escape from the rocket ship Constellation is seemingly gone. Then suddenly the Polaris draws alongside, and Captain Pickering is ordered to stand by for a boarding party. Captain Strong and Cadets Astro and Manning make a thorough search of the Constellation, but can find no trace of Tom.
Now look here, Strong, I'm getting a little fed up with this. You're delaying my voyage for no reason at all. You and your blasted cadets don't get off my ship in 2 minutes, I'll see that you're broke.
You'll be cleared when we've finished our search, Pickering. Not before.
Captain Strong! Captain Strong!
Yes, Astro.
We found something,
you
sir.
You did?
Yes, sir. Tom.
Tide, you've searched the entire ship from nose to tail. The cadet you're looking for isn't aboard.
Now, listen.
Now, I insist that you let me resume course. You've had your chance. I've given you every bit of cooperation. What more do you want?
Please, Skipper, don't let him talk you out of it.
Oh, it isn't a question of talking me out of anything. We've searched the ship, and we haven't found Tom.
But his watch, sir.
You might be mistaken, Astro. All right, Pickering. Let's go back to the control deck, and I'll sign your clearance into the log.
What are we going to do? Look, the skipper's signing the log. In another 2 minutes, Pickering will be underway again.
I know, Roger, and I'm just as sure as you are that Tom's aboard somewhere, but how can we prove it?
All right, Pickering, there you are. You're cleared for the rest of your voyage. Thank you.
That does it, Astro.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Look at that indicator on the control panel.
Huh? Which one?
A main rocket firing tube. One of them has mass in the reactor.
So what?
But we're drifting. There shouldn't be anything in the tubes. The reactors only feed in during acceleration.
Hey, you're right.
Say, Roger, did you check those tubes? Did you look inside them?
No, did you? Jumping Martian mice, I wonder if...
All right, boys, let's get back aboard the Polaris.
Oh, wait a minute, sir. There's something wrong.
Are you starting that routine again, Cadet? Get them off my ship.
No, Skipper, listen. We didn't search the firing tubes.
And there's some kind of mass in one of them. Look at the control panel indicator.
Why, that's just a gas accumulation. Here, I'll blast it out for you.
No, get away from that panel.
Get your hands off me, you young space pup.
Sorry to be disrespectful, sir, but maybe this'll stop you.
Oh,
Astro, right on the button.
I'm sorry I had to do that, sir, but if he fired up that tube with Tom in it...
Well, I know, Astro, but you'd better get down there right now and make sure you're right. If Tom isn't there, then you're in trouble.
Well, Tom, how does it feel to be in a cadet uniform again?
I never thought I'd be so glad to wear one, Roger.
You sure had us worried, Tom.
Speak for yourself, Astro. I wasn't worried about the lug for a minute.
All right, boys, take your stations and prepare for deceleration. We enter Earth's atmosphere in 4 minutes.
Right, Captain Strong. It can't be too soon for me, sir.
Aren't you worried about getting back, Tom?
Worried, sir?
Well, you're over 2 weeks AWOL, you know.
Jumping jets? I forgot about that.
Look at his face. He really is worried.
Well, who wouldn't be? 2 weeks AWOL? Oh, gosh, sir, what do you think they'll do to me?
Well, under the circumstances, I think Commander Arkwright won't be too hard on you.
Of course, he may not give you any weekend leaves for a while.
Weekend leaves? After what happened on my last one, I don't think I'll ever take another as long as I live.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets when death lurks in the void as the boys begin Operation Hide and Seek. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, also appears in the comic sections of many of Canada's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was directed by Drex Hine. Jackson Beck speaking.
Say, like to make breakfast more fun, have a different cereal every morning? Then ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack. You see, Kellogg's Variety Pack is an assortment of all favorite cereals. 10 individual size packages in one handy carton. With Kellogg's Variety on the table, you can pick and choose to your heart's content from such favorites as Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and others. Remember, each of the 10 individual packages in Kellogg's Variety Pack is a generous serving. You choose and open your own package yourself. And because each package contains exactly one bowl full, the cereals stay extra crisp and fresh. So just for fun, make breakfast fun. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack.